Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Forgive the little difference in sound right here. Probably sounds a little echoey right now, but I'm in a different place. Really, the cool thing about this whole format, you can be anywhere. The quality may not be quite the same, but you know what? The basic thing is that we can get together, right? So I thank you so much for that. You know, as always, I used to say this at the end of our time, but I'll say it at the beginning today. You know, please feel free to share about these times with your family, with your friends, even your enemies. You know, tell them about the podcast. Help them walk through how you access a podcast, because it is a rather a new technology. Because I think it's just really, really good for us to gather together as the people of the Lord around the Word of God for just a few moments. You know, let them know that it's always less than 10 minutes. And you know, as always, you can go to my website and you can see the there's a daily blog that I do that's usually on a different subject matter. There's this podcast right here. There's I put our weekly Bible studies on there, the ones that I do online. We do local Bible studies also. And there's also a place there if you want to help and support these times that you can do that. So anyway, we are in 1 Kings right now. Okay, 1 Kings. We're in the 18th chapter, so let me just set the context from where we were yesterday. King Ahab had found Elijah, or more accurately, Elijah had found King Ahab. The Lord had told Elijah to go present yourself before the king. And Elijah told him what to do. Hey, I want you to gather together these prophets. I want you to gather together these men, and we're going to see what God's going to do. So I'm going to start in verse 20. We're going to start reading there again. So Ahab sent a message among all the sons of Israel and brought the prophets together at Mount Carmel. Elijah came near to all the people and said, how long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people did not answer him a word. So remember, Elijah had said this to the people, was drawing a sharp line of demarcation. If you believe in God, believe he's Lord, follow him. If you don't, you believe that Baal is, you follow him. Verse 22. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Now, Elijah's still speaking. Let them give us two oxen and let them choose one ox for themselves and cut it up and place it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other ox and lay it on the wood, and I will not put a fire under it. Verse 24. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. And all the people said, hey, that's a good idea. So that's what we covered up until yesterday's episode. So verse 25, the story continues. So Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one ox for yourself and prepare it first. For you are many and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. Verse 26. Then they took the ox which was given them and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, oh, Baal, answer us. But there was no voice, and no one answered. And they leaped about the altar which they made. So what are they doing? They're calling upon the god Baal. You know, in times past, I would say they called upon the false god. And that's true. It is a false god. It is not the Most High God. But a lot of times when we say false god, it communicates the idea, at least it did to me throughout my life, it communicates the idea that it's not real. Okay? False is not real, that it doesn't exist, that it's a figment of their imagination, something like that. When the reality is this, that there is a divine entity behind Baal. There is a divine entity called that. It's not the Most High God, but it is one of what's often called the heavenly host or something within the spiritual realm. Let me just put it this way. It is a spiritual being, okay? It is a spiritual being. And so they are crying out to this spiritual being, and they're shouting, and they're leaping about the altar. They're dancing, and they do this for hours. Now, watch what Elijah does, verse 27. It came about at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, call out aloud with a loud voice, for he's a God. Either he's occupied or gone aside or taken a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and needs to be awakened. So Elijah is mocking them about their God. Now, again, this is a divine being. And when I mean divine being, it's the Elohim, an Elohim. And you say, well, I thought God is Elohim. God is Elohim, but there are no Elohims like God. That's the reason you see throughout the scripture, God says that he is the God of all gods. He's the God of the heavenly host. He's a God above everything that's named God. So these are real things. And Elijah's mocking him. He says, hey, maybe he can't hear you. You know, he is a God. He should be able to hear. Or maybe he's preoccupied. Maybe he's busy with something. Or I love this, or he's gone aside, or he's on a journey. Let me check a couple parallel things right here. Because I know there's actually some somewhat humorous. Yeah, here we go. The Lexham says it. Call out with a loud voice, for he is a God. Perhaps he is meditating, or he is using a bathroom, the bathroom, or he's on a journey. One translation, I don't see it right here in front of me. All of them say basically journey that I've got right here. But one of them carries the idea of maybe he's going on holiday. Maybe he's on vacation. That's the idea behind this, that he's mocking them because they're crying out to their God. And he said, oh, well, maybe he's meditating. You know, he's musing. He's occupied, okay? Or maybe he's using the bathroom. The ESV says this, that he's relieving himself, okay? Or maybe he's on a journey. Or maybe he's asleep and you need to wake him up. So you can imagine how they responded. Verse 28. So they cried with a loud voice and cut themselves according to their customs with swords and lances until the blood gushed out on them. So see, these are the prophets of Baal. They're getting highly frustrated because Baal is not answering. You know what? I suspect Baal was there. I suspect he was there. But he doesn't have the power to do what is required to do to call down fire from heaven. Okay? And so what are they doing? They are offering themselves as a sacrifice. They're cutting themselves. You see that today. We actually call them cutters. People that are led by demonic powers, let's just put it that way, that bring harm to themselves. Here they are offering their own blood as a sacrifice so that their God would do something. So verse 29 tells us this. When midday was past, they raved, okay? They raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, but there was no voice. No one answered, and no one paid attention. They literally called upon the name of their God, Baal, from morning through midday until the evening sacrifice, the end of the day. What was the response? Nothing. As we would say today, crickets. There was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention. Well, what was being proved there? What was being proved was that Baal was not the Most High God. They didn't know that at the moment. You know, people are sitting there watching and saying, well, this God right here has done nothing. There's still Elijah's God to be dealt with. More than likely, you know what the rest of that story is. We'll look at it next time, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you then. Goodbye.